if this large hand were up to this mark, what time would it be?
15 minutes to 8. Yes.
To 7, I
guess. To 7.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You'd say 15 minutes to?
Yeah, 2.
Is that what you would normally say when you're?
A quarter to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter to. Okay, now maybe you do know this and maybe you don't, but when a carpenter saws a board, he would have a support here and a support here, and he'd have a board here, and he'd put whatever he's sawing on there. What would you call that whole thing? Do you have a word for that?
A horse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Yeah.
And when you're sawing firewood, you might have a sort of a frame like that, and you'd have your firewood, you know, propped up in here, and you'd use that. What would you call that?
That's some kind of support.
Okay. You would call the first a horse, right?
Yeah.
Any kind of a horse, just a horse is what you would call it, right? And the firewood, you don't have a word for that.
No, I don't have a word for that.
If a baby is put into sort of a place with wheels on it, what do you call that?
Playpen.
With wheels on it that you can push around.
Oh, a carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Oh. For a walk, a ride.
Would you ride the baby?
I mean, take.
Would you ride the baby, push the baby, roll the baby?
Push the baby.
Push the baby.
Mm.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
Shortcut.
Shortcut. You would not say he went something across the field. What would you put in that? If he took a shortcut, but how would you say he went something across the field?
You meant riding across the field.
Well, if it were sort of in a diagonally across the field direction, how would you say that? He went something across the field. Would you say, I'll give you these words, would you say Auntie Godlin, Catty Cornered, Kitty Cornered, Crossways, Yanty Whistling?
Crossways.
Okay. If you have a crossroads, say, right here, crossing with this road here, and you have a house sitting here and a house sitting here, the houses are what from each other?
Across from each other.
Just across.
Across.
Wouldn't ever say crossways, kitty cornered, catty cornered, anything like that.
That could be crossways, but I say
cross. Okay. Well, that's all the questions that are on here. If you have, what is your very favorite thing that you like to do?
What do you mean, like?
Just anything that really pleases you to do. You have a hobby or something that you really like to do. You like to cook a great deal, or what is the thing that you get most pleasure doing?
I get most pleasure reading that.
Reading?
Yeah.
And you do
and housework.
Uh-huh. Mm. You stay at home all
yes,
the time.
Yes,
now,
all the time now. I don't work.
Uh-huh. Do you enjoy cooking?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you cook just for yourself and your husband.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, do you have any children?
No.
No.
Mm.
So
not
you
too.
Don't have, but you have these little grandchildren here, right?
They are my nephews and nieces.
Oh, and you've kind of adopted them. Do they live close by to you?
Hawaii.
My goodness. Do you get to see them a lot?
We'll be in June, just sometimes.
Come visit
here?
Yeah, are they from St. Simons also?
Well, my nephew's from here, but he married over there.
I see. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw them?
He was here this summer.
Uh-huh.
In April.
That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You've not ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Have you ever traveled away from here?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where did you go?
I mean, there was a different place, like Texas. And Atlanta, area like that, but not the water.
Did you, you never have lived away from here, though, have you?
No, no. Oh,
that was just for a kind of...
Yeah, that's for a vacation.
A vacation trip. Uh-huh. Well, it's so rare nowadays when you find people who, you know, who really are born and stay in one place.
Yes.
Most everybody moves around.
Yeah, moves around.
Such a great deal. Well, I really appreciate your taking the time. I know
yes.
that I popped in unexpectedly. And
no, that's all right.
I'm glad to.
Yeah.